This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Yanks live to see another day. Tonight, BT, Game 5 after an exciting Game 4. You were on hand to see it. Yanks, to me, prolonging the inevitable, but getting on the board here in the World Series with their first win against the Dodgers.
Listen, here's the bottom line. For me, if the Yankees would have gotten swept last night, it would have completely invalidated the season. I would never look back at this season fondly if the Yankees got swept. They didn't. Not only did they not get swept, they really looked, with the exception of, you know, Judge and Soto going bonkers, which is a big piece of who they are, but you saw a little piece of the Yankee machine that you haven't seen for a while, and that's the bottom of the order, and that's some other things happening. So as we get to Game 5 tonight, I've got supreme faith in Gerrit Cole. I think the Yankees hit Flaherty. I'm not worried right now about winning the series. So I go into the stadium last night. Don't get swept. Don't get embarrassed. Don't let them celebrate on your grass like they did in 81. And I felt pretty good that they were going to win the game. And they did. And they looked awesome. 11 runs, ton of hits. The place was out of its mind awesome. And now you get to tonight. And I'm not thinking about, is there going to be a parade? I'm thinking about your horse has the ball, a guy that you should hit in Flaherty. So now at least from whatever part of the mountain you reside on, you know, whether you were still all in, Yanks can win, or start a drop off the mountain, the path, at least now, and I don't know what Yankee fans were saying before the game. I can only tell you what I was thinking. I didn't think the series was necessarily over. Well, I'm feeling good about it. But right now, based on what happened last night and where we are, there is a visible path to not only get this back to L.A., but to maybe mess around and win. But I'm just talking about tonight. And the Yankees will win tonight.
Yeah, I don't see it that way. I think the Yankees will die tonight.
Why?
And look, because I just think the Dodgers are a better team. The Dodgers gave them the game last night.
They're going to hit Gerrit Cole?
Yeah, I think they will.
Yanks aren't going to hit Flaherty?
They might. I mean, I think the Yankees. See, last night to me was more. And look, the Yankees had to do it. I thought that there was a path starting yesterday. Like, we talked about it. There was a path. Beat the bullpen game. Check. They did. Avoid embarrassment and get on the board. Don't get swept. Beat the bullpen. Check. They did that. Now, tonight, the path should be you have the pitching advantage with your ace going against Jack Flaherty for the second time. And we saw the Mets beat Flaherty the second time. Yankees have to do that. But I don't look at it and say, well, oh, Volpe is back. Volpe, the bottom of the order is turned around. Yeah, that's great. Like, he hit a grand slam off of an okay pitcher, and you give the Yankees a ton of credit. They won the game. They had to go out there and do it. There's a long way to go. It's 3-1. I think last night just avoided embarrassment. Tonight, it gets real. If they win tonight, then you have the pressure shift back on the Los Angeles Dodgers. I don't think the Yankees won tonight. I think Cole is due for a bad start. I worry about the health of Gerrit Cole. We saw that with the 88 pitches in Game 1. This is going to be a huge game for him. Also, the Dodgers lineup hasn't done squat. The Yankee bullpen has been the entire key so far.
It's been very good.
Yeah, the Yankee bullpen has shut them down. So even, and you know, again, the game last night, who knows what would happen had Weaver come back out for a third inning if it were just a two-run game. But obviously, Dave Roberts giving the Yankees the game there. And it gets,
by the way, Boone said he would have. Boone said he was going to roll back out there.
To me, it was obvious. To me, it was obvious when he went to him in the seventh inning that if you start thinking out, you're like, well, if he's going to him in the seventh inning now, who's closing the game out? The answer is Weaver. And you're not going to him now and not having him come back out for the ninth, which also makes it worse than in game one because he really screwed that up.
Yeah.
If Weaver gets beat in game one, a little bit easier to digest. Boone leaving Weaver or taking him out of play, and then whether he went with Hill or Cortez really didn't matter. It wasn't your best guy, and they end up getting beaten. And to me, that was where the Yankees really lost this series in game one. But there still is a path at least to get it back. On paper, hey, you know, you got your ace tonight against Jack Flaherty. Yanks going to be seeing him for the second time. Can the Yanks offense get going for real, not just against a bullpen? Like, this is what the Yankees do. We talked about this is typical Yankees here where they've done a lot of things that they did in the regular season. Well, last night to me was the same thing. Beat up on some bad pitching, a bully game. Was it a blew the game out and won a game? Can they do that again tonight? I'm not so sure because I think the Dodgers are due.
Well, if they can't hit Flaherty, they don't deserve to keep playing. I mean, this is a guy that you're supposed to hit. The numbers say that Flaherty on regular rest is not very good. And, you know, I want to get more into Gerrit Cole a little later, specifically some things that were said yesterday from Boone, from Gerrit himself about what happened in game one, but more specifically about not getting the ball last night. There was a thought that maybe he should, whatever. Now, it worked out well, all right, because he's pitching tonight. And, you know, if you're going to be down 3-0, it's not a good script that anybody wants to have to come back from. But if you look at it, this is probably the best script that you can muster up. So it's 0-3, and you get a bullpen game, and you score a bunch of tack-on runs, and you get a little mojo, and you get Volpe with a couple of knocks, and Wells has to feel good about himself, and Verdugo had a hit, Yankees starting to run the bases a little bit, and giving more time for Aaron Judge to wake up.
Yeah. All right?
So, I mean, he hasn't done it yet, but at least buying some more time, and the more time they play, you have to think that eventually, you know, Aaron's going to run into him, and if not, it's a big problem. But you beat the bullpen, you win the game, everybody does something good, 11 runs. Now you go to the next game, and it's back at home, and you got your ace, who won the Cy Young, who was really good in game one, but still has something to prove, based on the fact that he let himself be pulled after 88. So, you know, there's not many favorable 0-3 scripts, I'll take this one.
Yeah, and I think that's just the way the Dodgers are, which is in part why the Yankees got that win last night. They give away these games in these series. At some point, they're going to get burnt. If there ever was a team that could go back from 0-3, it would be a team that Dave Roberts is facing, and the Yankees certainly in that predicament. But the same way, and we talked about this yesterday, the same way that you say, well, okay, well, the longer the series goes, the more likely Judge is going to get going. Otani hasn't done anything.
I know.
Betts hasn't done anything.
Yeah.
Muncy has done squat
nothing in
this series. So, I mean, the Dodgers also, and that's why just tonight, I think the Yankees have reached, and look, we'll see how it plays out. It's great job by them avoiding getting swept and getting on the board here in this World Series. I think tonight, I just have a bad feeling about Gerrit Cole, and I do think that Dodger lineup at some point is going to break through and score a ton of runs, and the Yankees are going to have to do that. Like, there is no more, the Yankees are going to win a close game. They have to hit Flaherty tonight to even have a chance.
Yep.
Even if they do that, I still think that the Dodgers are going to score a bunch of runs.
Well, I mean, listen, if Gerrit Cole gives up a bunch of runs, as you just said, you think that he will, Gerrit Cole's going to get crushed.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. And rightfully so. And it just, you know, you can't let it happen. I mean, that's it. You go out there, take the baseball. I don't need, you know, 7 2/3 with 13 strikeouts with one hit. Gerrit Cole better do his job tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, he has to.
Yeah, well,
he
has to,
and he better.
I mean, he hasn't been great in the postseason. I do think he's compromised, though. Clearly, something is off with Gerrit Cole. You can't tell me that you think he's 100% off of what happened this year where he was banged up early on.
No, this year he has not been. I'm talking about like right now because the stats from, right now,
well,
I don't
he was
know
great.
That. Is it fatigue? Who knows?
No, but the fact that he would ask, or not ask out, but not convince Boone to stay in that game after 88 pitches, a game that he was dominating, that was the best pitch game that he's had.
Yeah, it's not good.
Against
that
lineup on the road.
Yeah.
To me, he's not 100% Gerrit Cole. Now, I'm not trying to make excuses for him. Who knows what's going to happen here tonight? I just don't get the confidence that I would normally have. Like Cole last year, immense confidence.
Well,
this year, also off of game one, even though he was good, I don't trust. And against the Dodger lineup, it's less even about Gerrit Cole. It's a combination of potentially a compromised Cole versus a loaded Dodger lineup that is due. Now, you want to say Otani's shoulder? You know, maybe that's a major factor. He's not going to get going. Okay, fine. Maybe Betts not a good matchup against Cole. I don't know. We'll see. But I just get the feeling the Dodgers bats, and you're going to get the Dodgers A game tonight, meaning they're A relievers after Flaherty, whatever he gives you. I just think tonight is a tough task for the Yanks.
I would I would probably be as disappointed, and I know I'm not alone in this, and just in terms of what I expect, and I don't think what you just said is going to happen at all. Good, but I don't see that, obviously. But if that did happen, boy, I'd have to really dig deep and try to find something comparable to that in terms of one of the main horses there's not much coming back from that, because there's other things with Gerrit Cole, which we've talked about the last couple days, and he's been a really, really good Yankee, but you got to save the season. This is why you have the contract. You know, we all saw the sign when you were a little kid. It's amazing synergy. Well, here you are. That little kid is 60 feet, 6 inches away from either getting his team back to L.A. or getting on the golf course, and you need to do your job, period.
We will have Game 5 tickets to give away coming up next hour.
Let's go.
You can be in the house tonight and see if the Yankees can extend this thing.
Dude, that boy,
shot
Sal,
at history.
Sal, when Volpe, did you think it was gone right away? Because it was low.
I saw the replay of it.
Okay, I got you. Live, got you.
Yeah.
Okay, it was a liner. It didn't
I already
clear
knew
by
what
ton.
Happened before I actually saw it.
The place went absolutely bonkers, you know. And I don't know what this means for tonight. We'll get to the calls, obviously. 888-808-1019. Yankees still in there, which is awesome. But the heaviness that you bring to the batter's box when you're not doing well, whether it's Judge, whether it's some other guys. Now, tonight, and Flaherty's a hittable. He's got hittable stuff.
Yeah.
You Wells starts walking in there, digs in a little differently. Volpe walks up there, digs in a little differently. Even Verdugo, the home run the night before, he had hit last night, a couple of ribbies. He walks in there, starts to dig in a little differently. If the bottom, listen, again, I'm not even thinking about a ridiculous, crazy, four straight epic comeback, because it's just too much to bite off now. I'm concerned about tonight. I do think it gets back to L.A. I really do. But if this lower third starts hammering, then I'm putting no limits on what this might look like in about 7 or 8 days.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Justin's in Manhattan. What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Love the show.
Thanks.
I just wanted to bring up something I noticed when I was at the stadium pretty early on. And I do have a second point at this time, but I'll first get started. I got in early, had a standing room only ticket, set up shop in center field. It was about like 5:15. I noticed there's a group of Yankees taking some early BP, and three of them in particular were mashing the ball, like ball over the yard. And I know it's just batting practice, but Anthony Volpe was hitting liners out of the stadium, Wells and Glaber, and all three went on to hit home runs. So I don't know if that's like an indicator of success later on, but they looked good in particular, and that was like what jumped out.
Yeah, and then they faced batting practice pitching in the game, and thank you for the call, Justin, with the Dodgers C&D relievers, and they did their damage. I mean, look, the Yankees, if they can't hit the bullpen game, as we said yesterday going in, at some point you felt like the Yankee bats were going to break out, especially at home. You had to think that. I thought it was going to happen in Game 3. It didn't. It happened last night in a bullpen game, which you figured, I mean, you have to.
Yeah.
And they did. But I don't think it has anything to do with what they did in batting practice.
No, I don't have a camera on him, but I'm quite sure that Aaron Judge is, you know, launching 440-foot missiles during batting practice. That's a little bit of a stretch. Now, if you told me one of the coaches said, you know, one of the three players that are last caller mentioned, hey, what I've seen in batting practice is a better approach. He's really going the other way with more whatever, more consistency, and he's letting the ball get a little deeper, like some baseball speak, which matters. But, I mean, okay, that would – I don't even know if that would embolden me, because I've heard that a million times.
Right.
I mean, batting practice, but – you know, again, I think it's more of a mental thing. I don't know, maybe that last hit by Judge, who knows? He hit it pretty hard. Maybe that gets him going. It's just, last night was fun. I don't want that to get lost. Like, that to me, it was so awesome. And if they would have lost last night, I mean this, Sal, 94 wins, divisional series, championship series, you know, hosting throughout the AL, getting to the Dodgers, World Series, first time they met since 81,
yep.
Haven't been here since 09, all the stuff that we've talked about this year, the ups and the downs. If we would have walked out of that stadium, or Yankee fans turned off their TV last night, and they got swept by the Dodgers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Would have been so not that the Dodgers aren't better.
Right.
I think they might be slightly better. So unacceptable that it would have been almost impossible for me to look at this season in a good way ever. You get swept in a World Series, you get embarrassed.
What if they lose tonight?
It's going to be different because they already had the moment.
I mean, but now we're just now, yeah,
well,
I mean,
good.
I'm saying
a loss is a loss. I'm not here for consolation prizes, and clearly.
And also, five,
I want to win.
I agree with you that they avoided complete embarrassment. Getting swept is embarrassing.
Can't have it.
You can't lose four straight. I don't care how much better they are than you. You're the Yankees. It's at home here. Can't get swept. But is losing in five really that much worse? If they lose
No. Honestly, not a ton. No.
Right.
I mean, not a ton.
Now, if they lose in six, especially being down 0-3, a little bit of a different story.
And I was thinking about that on the ride, and I hate to think about that. It's almost like an athlete thinking negatively, and you try to avoid that stuff. But I let my mind wander. I listen to Boomer and Gio on the way in, and my mind, I'm like, well, what happens if they do win tonight and they lose game six, whether it's a tight game or kind of loose and they play sloppy? At that point, to me, you know, I think I would be able to look at it very pragmatically and say, all right, man, they gave us a really, really good, fun season. Judge was great during the season.
Yeah.
Soto's been amazing. Now let's re-sign him and all the other things you enjoyed. And by stretching it back to L.A. shows me that at least, you know, it's a validation of them getting there and having a good year. Now, again, you want to win. And that's the ultimate barometer, especially for the Yankees. But you could not get mopped and lose four straight. It would have wiped out everything good.
Mike is in Raleigh, North Carolina. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Mike.
Good.
BT, I love you. Big fan of yours. I go back a long time listening to you. You know, back when I lived in Brooklyn. So
okay.
You know.
I appreciate that, Mike. Thank you, buddy. Now, what do you got?
Well, I mean, I got to be honest. It was a hell of a win for the Yankees, but it ends tonight. I mean, the Dodgers are just better.
Mm-hmm.
And Gerrit Cole has not come up big in postseason moments. I mean, if you go back to the Red Sox playing game a couple years ago.
Now they got rocked.
I mean, he got rocked. He's just not been great in the playoffs. And the Dodgers, I feel like they just, they kind of like, I don't want to say mailed it in, but they just... They didn't put full effort last night because
well,
they were...
Mike, hold on a second, Mike. Now, full effort in terms of Roberts with the bullpen, yeah, there was definitely a concession there. But so I'll give you that, which is smart, I like it on some level. But yeah, they didn't give full effort. What are you, timing guys running down to first base? How do you know that?
Well, I mean, I think he's just talking about
full effort.
I think he's just talking about the pitching. I would like
you mean the way Roberts hit. Well, I would agree with that.
Yeah,
there was a slight concession, but Freddie Freeman gave a 2-0 lead, another home run.
Yeah,
they're ready to go.
Freeman,
dude, he's
been
insane right now.
Yeah, I don't think it's the Dodgers' lack of effort individually. I think it's just the way that the game was managed. But hey, the Yankees thought to go out there and take it, and it was a 6-4 game. You know, until obviously the Yankees broke it open, Gleyber Torres, the Yankees going nuts in that ninth inning there and saving Weaver for game five now tonight. So, hey, it's all still there in front of them. We talked about this yesterday. There was a path for the Yankees to make this a series. A bullpen game versus Luis Gil favored the Yankees, especially at home. And guess what? The Yankees won in a big way. And tonight, at home, on paper, you should, in theory, favor Gerrit Cole versus Jack Flaherty.
Yeah.
For the second time, the Yankees have seen Flaherty. The two games the Mets beat the Dodgers in was a bullpen game, which is their give-up game, and the second game that they faced Flaherty. And they kind of just, you know, left it out there to let him get tattooed, and the Dodgers, you know, the Mets crushed the Dodgers in that game five. Is it going to stay form to that, or are the Dodgers going to change things? I mean, look, it's there. The path is there. You got your ace. You shouldn't lose the game with your ace on the mound. But you're going against a very good lineup, and I think the ace is compromised. So we'll see how it plays out.
I mean, listen, is it, how jacked up is Otani's shoulder? I don't know. Has it done a lot?
It's jacked up enough to where it's hurting
not doing
him
much,
swing.
And I don't want to keep saying this because I don't want to wake him up. But, you know, I think that with Gerrit Cole tonight, I think that now, not that the Dodgers come into the game tight, they could be tight, and it will shift momentum-wise, certainly in terms of that inner feeling, if it goes back to L.A., but tonight, at least there should be a little looseness to the Yankees, 11 runs, every player did something decent at some point, and you got your horse. And if you would, now you don't want to sign up for being down 3-0, if this ace doesn't extend the season, like if he got rocked, honestly, I don't know if I'd ever forgive him. I would never look at him the same way. I wouldn't feel the same way. And by the way, I don't think that's going to happen. I think Gerrit answers the bell. I can't. I wish it was. I can't. I got to wait all day for this. Yeah. I just wish the game was now, man.
I think I'm going to go tonight.
Are you really?
Yeah, I got to pick up my credential anywhere.
All right.
You know what color I'm wearing, right?
Well, you're not going to change? Is that what you're going to wear?
Yeah.
No SNY?
No.
Okay.
I'm not.
A little black and white?
I'm black.
All right. I got black on too, actually, but I got my daughter's softball sweatshirt on. Hey, I had pinstripes on last night, and the place was awesome, and you know, who knows what the score is going to be. I can tell you, that first pitch, or even the first 30, 40, 50 minutes before the game, that place is going to be lit.
It does feel like now the Yankee fan believes. The Yankee fan after last night now believes, like really believes that a comeback is possible after being down 0-3. Well, I don't think most people realistically, you think, nobody's ever done it before in the World Series, and it's understandable why you'd be like, maybe you can win a game or two, but after that game last night, I think now the Yankee fan truly believes a comeback is possible.
I think it's certainly increased. I mean, even yesterday, I was sitting here saying, you know, listen, it's just highly improbable. Do I really expect them to win four straight? Not necessarily. Yeah, but winning four straight is daunting. You know, winning one, and then winning another, and then chipping away and winning another, and then winning one more. It's less daunting when you present it that way, and that's the way the Yankees need to process this, and I'm sure that they are. You know, listen, one thing about Boone, and I was driving out to the game. God, I got there. Traffic was nothing getting there. I got there, I'm like, you know where I live, because not far from you. I mean, I think I left at 4:30. Dude, I pulled up at like 5:17. It was early. Anyway, I'm driving out there, and I'm listening to Evan and Tiki, although I did not hear Tiki berate Loogie for his coaching stuff. And they were talking about, and I heard Boone, they played some of the Boone stuff. You know, and I'm like, all right, is he just saying this because he feels like he's got to say this? But he was talking about the composure and the belief in that his team had in themselves. Now, is that manager speak? I don't know. But, you know, when you come out, you win 11-4, and you do so after you come back for an early 2-0 deficit from somebody who's looking like Babe Ruth lately, I do believe this team has resilience. I don't think they're great. I think they're sloppy in certain areas and flawed, but doesn't mean they can't capture some magic here. Let's go.
Yeah, and I would just look at last night, and we'll get more into the Dave Roberts element of it moving forward. I think last night was a combination of the Yankees doing what they needed to do to remain alive and the Dodgers giving a game away or not trying to win a game at all costs, which is just hard to even fathom. But think about this. And by the way, whatever's happened in the past, like, no team has ever come back from down 0-3 before.
I couldn't care less. It means nothing to me.
It doesn't pertain to what's going on now. But most teams that have gone down 0-3, and whatever those circumstances have been, generally they go down in four.
Yes.
So the fact that they even forced a game five, now it has been done before where teams have forced a game five, but now's where you really start to push it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if any of them actually statistically have gotten to a game six. But generally, it's rare that you even get to a game five.
Yeah, that's right.
So if you get to game six, now you're starting to get to uncharted territory. But I don't look at the, like, it's two totally different teams at a totally different time. I do think there's a reason why one team would win three straight games and another team would have a hard time coming back winning four. But it really doesn't pertain to this series. Hey, I mean, you got your ace on the mound. See what happens. It's baseball, one game at a time.
I feel a little bit better if they hit Flaherty around last time. Remember, going into the game one, there's a lot of talk about the Dodgers. They were very concerned about his drop in velocity. Remember I talked about that? It was down like 3.2 or 3.3 miles per hour, and that did not really present itself in game one. So the Yankees didn't really square him up. But now he's back. He's on regular rest again, and like the regular rest, his numbers are not incredibly impressive. Ironically, you would think on regular rest they'd be fine. They're not very good. So between the energy that the Yankees bats have now, and Flaherty, who is hittable, and Cole back on the bump, I don't know what better. It sucks being down 3-1, but I mean I got to take this sequence being down 3-1.
Tim is in Staten Island. What's up, Tim?
Hey, Timmy.
Hey, BT, yeah, it started yesterday. I had delusional optimism. I got nowhere to go, so I'm coming to you with it, man.
All right.
It's never happened before. It's never happened before because we haven't done it yet. This team is going to do it. Volpe gave us a spark last night. Cole's going to do it tonight. Get on the rocket ship, baby. We're going to the moon.
Timmy boy. I mean, listen here, Tim, I love it, man. I don't know, but, you know, listen, let me, no matter what anybody thinks or says, who cares? Like, if you think that the Yanks, and I'm not fully there, that's not why that's why I'm not saying it, you know, like you are, Tim. If you really think the Yanks are going to create history, don't look at the numbers, don't listen to the naysayers, enjoy the ride. I mean, it's either going to end it's either going to end in great disappointment or incredible, unparalleled jubilation.
Timmy,
who knows?
Timmy, make sure you save the number and get back to us tomorrow. 888-808-1019 will be the number to call. We'll be here tomorrow to take your call and see how you're feeling. At that particular point, if the Yankees were, and look, it could happen. You're right, BT. How come they didn't win one of the first three games?
Well, because Boone was awful in game one.
Okay,
Freddie Freeman's been phenomenal.
So we know the reasons
we went over him.
Understood, but I have a tough time. I'm trying to remain even keel here throughout. And I see from afar the emotions, the up and downs. Going in, I didn't think the Yankees were going to win the series. And I even said, actually, after being down 0-2,
yeah.
I was more encouraged because the Yankees pitching. But then down 0-3, the Yankee fans were despondent and giving up or whatever.
I don't know if they were giving up. Yeah, they were definitely despondent. I didn't see any give up, I got you.
Well, not as confident or as arrogant as they were prior to the series. And now when they win one game, it's like all is forgotten. Oh, it's a series. It's a long series. And also there was circumstance to why they won the game last night. It was in part because the Dodgers didn't try their best. Now, that's on the Dodgers. And I'm telling you that if I were ever rooting for a team to come back 0-3, it's a team against Dave Roberts because I think he is just god-awful. And I think it's bad for the sport what he's doing here. But they still did win three of the four that they've played so far. And the one you would argue, and which they've done throughout the postseason, it's like they don't. They'll wave the white flag game for some reason.
Well, I mean, listen, it's bullpen game. You know, the Yankees have not been very crisp the first three, and we all aired it out.
Yeah,
we all know what went down.
Right. So then, why would we believe that they would win four straight?
Well, I don't know that I do. Right. I'm hopeful.
Well, I'm talking about Tim.
I don't know because Tim's
hope
a fan.
He's
a fan.
You know, hope is different than reality.
Well, I mean, hope could turn into reality. So it's not reality till it's over. And the Dodgers have three, not four. Now, here's the other thing, too. There's been one route in the series, and it was the Yankees who did the ass-kicking.
Right.
There's been one. Now, I understand that we could say bullpen.
Oh, but that's a big part of it.
I get it. Roberts quit. You know, Roberts mailed it in. White flick. That's fine. Let's go tonight, and let's just keep going.
Right.
With Garrett Cole.
And the big bad Yankees.
With Garrett Cole.
Down 3-1.
With Garrett Cole.
Tom is in Howell, New Jersey. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You?
BT, you mentioned that, you know, you thought this was the best possible path, being that they're down 3-0, a chance to get back. I just don't understand really the thinking of Boone in terms of the rotation then, meaning I would imagine he had to know that Cole was not going to be able to go on 3 days rest in this series at all before the series started.
Mm-hmm.
Being that's true, obviously in a potential game seven, obviously I don't want to think too far ahead, but just mapping it out for a second, right? Obviously you would want your ace on the mound, and the only way that would be able to happen is if Cole would have pitched game three, which you could argue is either way the most important game in a 7-game series. So
yeah, but
right
you're not bypassing Garrett Cole the first 2 days when you have rest. And by the way, I don't know the answer.
Well, who's pitching game seven right now? Luis Hill?
I'm worried about tonight.
Yeah.
I get it. I understand. I'm not trying to shout you down, Tom. I get it. There's a mental juggle like, well, you know, and I also believe, you know, even much more than last night, there is now a belief, and Sal and I have talked about this, that's growing within the Yankee fan base where, all right, seems a little more doable now. You know, you scored 11 runs, guys hitting a little bit, let's get Judge going, let's get Soto going tonight, let's get Gerrit Cole back on the bump. I'm not worried about Game 7. Rodon taking the mound terrifies me. I can't even think about that. But the thing about Gerrit Cole, and I don't know the answer to this, and I need this answer, because this will ultimately determine, Sal, how I view him really forever as Yankee legacy, win or lose. Did he not take the ball on 3 days rest because he's not able or he's not willing?
Yeah, I think he's not able. Think about it.
I don't know the answer to that. I hope that you're right.
I mean, but
he's a creature of habit. He's one of these guys, doesn't want to deviate from the routine. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I would hope that it's because, and by the way, forget about even not taking the ball on 3 days rest, which he should. Any real ace that's getting paid what he's getting paid in the World Series, like, we're not asking him to do it throughout the course of the postseason. I mean, God forbid we ask somebody to do that anymore. But this is the World Series here. Gerrit Cole should be pitching game 1, 4, and 7. But the bigger issue is him not fighting to stay in the game on extra rest, throwing 88 pitches. So to me, what would that say? Do I think Gerrit Cole wanted out? Or is Gerrit Cole battling through something that might be compromising him? Like, it just, Aaron Boone is not stupid, regardless of what some people think. He's not. And Gerrit Cole is not a guy who's going to be asking out of a World Series game. Unless maybe there is something else going on that we don't. Now, again, I don't know. We can only judge him based on he's out there. We're assuming he's healthy, which is why I thought it was a bad move to take him out after 88 pitches. But there had to be a reason for it. So what was the reason? And I don't think it was Boone saying, oh, you know what, Garrett, I'm taking you out. I think it was Boone reading Cole saying,
well, that's the thing. Like, that's my answer. And there's a big difference. Like, you've heard the expression, the eyes are the window to the soul. You've heard that? The eyes are the window to the soul. The eyes tell you everything you need to do. Everything you need to know, the eyes will tell you. And I don't think, and I want eventual absolute clarity on this, because I don't want to misrepresent something this important. But we don't know, so I'm just trying to piece it together. It's one thing if Gerrit Cole said, no, I'm done. I mean, I don't mean hurt. I'm like, I would lose so much respect for him. Now, I would love the fact if Boone comes out there, which is what I believed happened, and even his brother said this.
Yes,
and
yesterday.
Brett with us, if you guys missed it, Free Odyssey app, it was great. Brett was awesome. He actually second-guessed his brother a few times. It was really, really good. If Boone goes out there looking for something in his eyes to keep him out there, and Cole doesn't quite present that, that's disappointing, no doubt, but it's I don't even know if it's forgivable. You got to accept it, but I don't love it. But if he flat out said, I'm done, those are two very different things. I don't know the answer. I wish I did. The bottom line is, it doesn't seem like there was a lot of communication, because that when, you know, you listen to Boone and Garrett yesterday, is what I heard going out there with the guys playing the sound for the pregame press conference, and it doesn't seem like Gerrit Cole was asked about either going on short rest or, you know, going last night instead of tonight. It's very nebulous, which bothers me. But I know this. I know the guys who wanted the ball, and he did not want the ball for an 89th pitch enough in game one. He better want it tonight. He better be ready.
It's WFAN's Yankee Game Day on BT and Sal, presented by TravelGuard.com. What'd you think of the Yankee lineup last night going into that game against the bullpen? Lefty, righty.
I liked it.
Jazz in there hitting cleanup.
I don't know if I loved him hitting cleanup. That's fair. But
Wells,
I love
back in
Wells
there, obviously.
Back in there.
Well, we both said at the time, like, because you could tell, I know he's been awful, but he's this close to doing exactly what he did last night. Now, last night it wasn't a game-changing home run, but it was still an important home run.
And his double was ripped to center field.
And
smoked.
Look, if you could get any production from him consistently, now again, against tougher pitching, we're going to find out, but Wells could be a difference-making bat. So what would you do tonight as far as Judge, Stanton, lefty, righty?
Do me a favor. Can you pull up game one, the box score, like the exact box score? Because obviously
the exact lineup from
game one? Yeah, the box score, so which would give us the Yankees the lineup. Flaherty game one, it was obviously Torres.
The same thing, no?
Let me see.
Got it here.
Okay, because
Labor.
Yep.
Soto.
Yep.
Judge.
Yep.
Stanton.
Yep. Who was
Jazz,
five again? Jazz was five. Yep.
Rizzo.
Yep. And then Volpe was seven.
Wells, Verdugo.
Volpe. All right. You're not going to touch 1, 2, or 3. You're not going to touch 9. Verdugo is going to remain down there.
Right. So do you move Volpe up?
I'm going to keep, I could conceivably bump Volpe up to 6, but I'm not in a rush to do that. It's either 6 or 7,
so what
probably
do you, what
7.
Do you do? First, what are you doing with 3-4?
Judge.
Or 4-5, I guess, would be the better
Judge. I mean, he very well might keep Jazz there. I mean, I don't know that I would do that, but they won.
Right.
It's a lefty, so you go righty, lefty, righty, lefty to start the game.
I'm fine with that. So Jazz there. Stanton. So Stanton 5, then what?
Because
I think that's where it gets interesting.
I would rather have Volpe's speed on ahead of Wells.
Right, so you either go Wells or Rizzo there.
Yeah, I guess you got to go Rizzo, but yeah, I guess you go Rizzo.
I know, but...
I'd probably go Rizzo.
And then Volpe Wells.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's probably looking at...
And then Verdugo.
For Game 5 tonight, which, by the way, we'll be giving tickets away coming up next hour to Game 5 tonight. Dave is in Brooklyn. What's up, Dave?
Hey, you know, everybody's talking about this great Dodger lineup, and, you know, they do have hitter after hitter, but you take Freeman's production out of it. He's over about 70% of their RBIs. Muncy is lost. Lux has done nothing. Otani got a couple of hits before he got hurt. They're not Betts is not doing the Betts MVP type of ball player he is, and they've left a ton of men on base.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was afraid of their lineup too coming into the series, but we were one pitch away in game one from winning. We had the bases loaded in game two in the ninth. They didn't stomp on us in game three. They got the early lead.
Well,
they have no production. They're not producing with men on base with two outs, first and third. They're not doing it.
I got you. Thanks for the call there, Dave. But really, neither are the Yankees. So I would tread with a little caution with this Dodgers lineup. I know what you mean. It's been fairly one-dimensional. But if Freddie Freeman cools off, I mean, Ohtani can just go out of this world. And there's a few others, certainly Betts is capable of that. I think the separating factor for me, and I think everybody who's watched the game and knows baseball, is would agree. The Dodgers have been more buttoned up. They've taken the extra base. They've kept the ball in the infield.
Sack flies.
They played a little more, you know, in terms of situational baseball, they've been better.
The pitching has been much better in this series than I thought going in, which is why I think tonight. Now, Dave brings up a good point. Yeah, we talked about that. Like, outside of Freddie Freeman, Dodgers aren't hitting at all. And that's a credit to the Yankee pitching, but... Do you think that keeps up? Do you think Ohtani, Betts, you know, Teoscar Hernandez had the home run off of Rodon, Muncy, you think these guys are going to go the entire series without hitting? And by the way, they've gotten some production from the bottom of the order. Edmund. He's up there, Kike Hernandez, obviously. Like, it may not be the power that Freeman has provided or that they are capable of providing, but I'd be worried about that lineup. And that's why I think tonight is going to play the way that I expected the majority of the series to play, offense. A lot of runs from both sides. I just don't think you could keep this Dodger lineup down throughout the course of a 7-game series.
Yeah, and I don't think that Gerrit Cole's stuff is quite what it was.
Well, that's a factor, too.
I mean,
Yankees' bullpen has been unhittable, by the way.
Oh, my God, it's been so good.
I think I just saw the stat on Yes, we're watching the replay. It was 16 innings with one run allowed, something
like that.
Is that
the exact stat? I mean, that's just crazy town right there. That's Mariano, that's Stanton, you know, that's Ramiro Mendoza territory, Wetland. I mean, that's just crazy.
Even keeping a game in game two where Rodon gets lit up, keeping that game at bay, or last night where your starters, like the Yankees' starting pitching has not been good outside of Gerrit Cole.
I don't disagree. Hold on. I want to make a point about, we know what Yankee fans are thinking. I want to throw something at you, maybe what Dodger fans are thinking. But before we do that, guys, you heard Sal say before, we want to get you to the game tonight. We've got Game 5 tickets here on BT and Sal. So not now, but when you hear this.
You know you can't predict baseball.
Oh, I like that one. I like it. One more time there, Dovey.
You know you can't predict baseball.
That's our buddy John Sterling, of course. So when you hear John Sterling, that soundbite, you're going to be, that's your cue to call. 10th caller, 866, not now, 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. Your chance to win your way in tonight and score a pair of tickets to see the Yankees in Game 5 of the World Series against L.A. It's at the stadium. I mean, it looks beautiful. The logo painted on the grass. It's going to be beautiful tonight. It was actually quite warm last night, all things considered. So, anyway, let's get this a little later, but that's what you're looking for. And it's all brought to you by the New York Yankees and your station for Yankees Talk. Postseason tickets at every postseason game, WFAN. Hey, just one disclaimer. You can't sell these. So, if you win, you got to go out there, use them. And why wouldn't you? Just the one point, though, about what maybe Dodger fans are thinking. I want you to answer this, Al.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a good point, and it's an accurate one because their lineup is really good, the Dodgers. So to think that some guys, Muncy, whomever, aren't going to crack through at some point, I think that's a little unrealistic. But now the Dodger fans aren't saying it with the same urgency because their feet are up. They're still saying, hey, we're up 3-1. We're good,
right,
man. But you don't think that they're saying the same about Judge? You don't think they're sitting there saying, man, if this guy wakes up with Cole going tonight, they don't know Flaherty. Flaherty got there 2 months ago.
Right. I would think, I've been saying the same thing, that at some point the Yankee bats are going to get going. And same thing with Judge. Yeah, at some point, I'm not even, like, last night was great, sure. I don't think what they did last night is sustainable, especially against better Dodger pitching. But I do believe that at some point Judge is going to have his presence felt, his impact felt on this series, and it's got to be tonight. But I also think that the Dodgers could score a bunch of runs. I mean, you could have a game where you almost saw it last night. I mean, the Yankees had, before the Wells homer, it was 5-4 game. All of a sudden, Yanks get the grand slam, everybody feeling good. Yeah, all of a sudden, here come the Dodgers. Tack one on here, add one on there. Now, obviously, the game got put away by the Yankee bats, whether it was Wells or Torres there with a big three-run homer. But I feel like Judge could hit a three-run homer, and then the Dodgers come back, and Betts and Freeman get going, or Muncy finds one in the right field porch. So I just think the Dodgers ultimately have too much. And with their A pitchers, maybe keep the Yankees at bay. Luke is calling from Point Pleasant, New Jersey. What's up, Luke?
I got two quick points. One on both pitchers, right? So Gerrit Cole, this guy was the closest thing to unhittable, right? Lightning would have to strike before he would lose the game. But since he got caught with the sticky stuff, do you trust him as much as before?
Did he use the sticky stuff a year ago? Yes or no?
Do you trust him as much?
I think it's a good question, though, BC.
You know what it is? I think. But did he use the sticky stuff a year ago?
Not that we know. Do you trust him since the sticky stuff?
I'm getting there. I'm just trying to lead you somewhere that you're not at right now, which is fine. He didn't use it a year, at least to my knowledge, and he was the best pitcher in the American League. Now I'll answer you more directly, too. Yeah, I trust him. I don't have unwavering, without, a shred of fear that he can implode. Of course, I'm a little less confident because he's been injured and he's getting older. Mm-hmm. But I do believe he gives them an outstanding chance to win the game tonight. I'll leave it at that. I believe that he's going to pitch to the scoreboard. I think he's going to give the offense. Thanks for the call, man. He's going to give the offense a chance to get going a little bit. Maybe work some walks, and then maybe somebody rips a two-run gapper or a bomb in the Yankee. Maybe they take a lead, but he's not. If he does this, it's unforgivable. I don't think he goes out there and puts the Yankees in a hole and the bullpen's in early. And by the way, if that happens, the season's over.
I'll just answer the question simply, no, I don't. Now, it doesn't mean that I don't love Gerrit Cole or trust Gerrit Cole at all. He did win the Cy Young Award a year ago. He's, to me, still not that same pitcher, whether it's injury or whatever. I'm not going to get caught up in the sticky stuff, but there was a confidence that I had in him pre-sticky stuff that I just don't have now. And now you're talking about the second game in the series, not on extra rest, potentially being compromised in some way. I'm concerned about, and he hasn't been great in the postseason. I'm concerned about Gerrit Cole tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.